The scripture reading this morning is taken from the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 6 to 16. Verse 4. If you put these things before the brothers, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus, being trained in the words of the faith and of the good doctrine that you have followed. Have nothing to do with irrelevant, silly myths. Rather, train yourselves for godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. For to this end, we toil and strive, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Saviour of all people, especially of those who believe. Command and teach these things. Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, to teaching. Do not neglect the gift you have, which was given to you by prophecy, when the council of elders laid their hands on you. Practice these things, immerse yourself in them, so that all may see your progress. Verse 16, keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Persist in this, for by so doing, you will save both yourself and your hearers.
You'll be hearing from Pastor Jia Feng and not me, because she has kindly offered to stand in for me during this period of bereavement. And really, I'm very thankful to have her as my co-worker in Christ. And really, she preached last week, right? Yeah, at the youth site and today. And yeah, Pastor Jia Feng, thank you.
Can I have my slide? Yes. Okay. So, it's good to be here. Okay. I just came from the youth service this morning, and it took a bit longer because we too had Holy Communion today. Okay. And there were more youths partaking the Holy Communion today. Why? Because we had 12 youths baptized recently, right? If you're aware of, yeah, and I'm so happy. Yeah, even though the service took a bit longer, but my heart is warm. Okay, so I'm really happy, and I really pray that these youths will continue to grow in faith and they will become a good servant of God. And this is the title that I'm going to share today. It's not just for the youths, not just for young people, it's for each and every one of us, young or old, or you have been a Christian for many, many, many years still. Okay, this is the command of God, and this is our aim, our goal. We want to be a good servant of God. This is exactly what Paul tells Timothy in 1 Timothy 4, 6, be a good servant of Christ Jesus. Very quickly, I'm going to quickly share about the background of 1 Timothy. Okay, if you have been reading up, and sometimes you come across commentaries, you might see this information that 1 Timothy is one of the pastoral epistles or the pastoral letters. Okay, not all commentators agree with this view, but it's good to know. Okay, it's good to know. So we have 1st, 2nd Timothy, and Titus. They belong to most commentators feel like it's called the pastoral epistles. So Paul says, okay, apparently, from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 to 2, apparently this is a book or letter written by Paul to Timothy. And over here he says, Timothy is his true child in the faith. Okay, what does that mean? Okay, it could be Paul actually led Timothy to faith, or it could simply mean that he is his, like in our context today, our term that we use today, he is his spiritual mentor. Okay, so he guides him, he leads him, he cares for him. So they are very close. They are very close. So if you know about the book of Acts, okay, the last chapter, 28 of Acts, we know that Paul was in prison. Okay, he was imprisoned for the sake of gospel. And likely he was released after that, though we can't see it from the scripture, but likely he was released after that. And what happened was, Paul, he went around different churches, continued to share the gospel, continued to care for believers. And while he was traveling, he couldn't stay with his spiritual child, Timothy. So he wrote this letter to Timothy. Okay, and help him and encourage him as Timothy stays in the church at Ephesus, Ephesus to pastor, to care for the church there. So Paul wrote this letter to him. So likely, this book is written probably AD 63 to 66. Okay, so this is a quick background of 1 Timothy. Now, Timothy is a young pastor. Okay, how young? Okay, most commentators feel like probably he's at probably around mid or early 30s. Still young, okay, very young. Okay, and the challenge is this. Timothy is pastoring a church that is filled with problems, a lot of issues. And the greatest problem back then is this. There is false teaching going around. Okay, false teaching going around in the church. So, Paul tells Timothy, hey, you have to be a good servant of Christ Jesus. So, what must a good servant of Christ do? Okay, so I'm going to give you two T's today. This is my style of preaching, usually. It helps the listeners, helps the congregation to remember. It helps me also. Okay, so I'm going to give you two T's. Okay, usually I'll ask the youth, do you want to guess? I see some young people over there. First T. Okay, I give it to you. Okay. You have to teach the truth. Teach the truth. Okay. So Paul tells Timothy, if you put these things before the brothers, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus. I'm using ESV. But let's take a look at NASB as well. It says, in pointing out these things to the brothers and sisters, you will be a good servant of Christ. So what is Paul trying to say over here? When he mentions about these things, okay, these things, okay, let me get familiar with this, these things, okay, so these things, what does it mean? Okay, so we have to look at the verses before this verse, right? Okay, so 1 Timothy 4, 1. Now the Spirit, so Paul says the Holy Spirit actually revealed to him that there will be some believers who will be leaving their faith. Okay, why? Because they devote themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons. Okay, to put it simply, they will be following false teaching. And they will be leaving their faith because of that. This is so scary, right? And Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3, 4, he says that for the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but they will turn themselves to false teaching. Okay, they will not listen to the truth and they wandered off into myths. Okay, and very quickly, myths in the Bible, especially in the New Testament, is a negative term that says that actually points to beliefs that are untrue, deceptive. Okay, so my question, are there false teachers today? Is there false teaching today? What do you think? Yes or no? Yes, okay. I'm going to share this story. Sorry, some of my young people, you heard me share this before, okay, in one of the services, okay. Very quickly, I'm going to share a story with you, a real one, okay, a true story. So what happened was, a couple of months back, okay, when I was on my way to back from church, okay, to home, okay, so I just came out from MRT station. So one man approached me, came to me, and handed me this tract, okay, piece of paper, and then he said, oh, do you know of this church? I said, oh, yes, of course. Then he says, we have this healing service, okay, to heal you, okay, healing session service coming up. Then I said, oh, okay, I'm a Christian too. Okay, so I thought the conversation would end there. He didn't give up, okay. So he started to talk to me, and I was like, my bus is coming. Okay, it's okay, I'll just talk to him. But I was very tired, okay, but I talked to him. So, cut the long story short, I'll just jump to the main point, okay. So, he said, It's very sad that nowadays Christians, I see Christians when their family members got sick, okay, fall ill, they bring them to the doctors instead of healing session, healing service. He said it's very sad and unfortunate. Then I was like, huh? I said, there is nothing wrong to bring your family members to doctors when they are ill and not well, you know? And then I started to like, I didn't argue, okay? I remember I was very tired, okay? So cool and calm. So I just like explained to him, you know, it's not an issue. And then at the end of the conversation, he got angry with me. He got angry. And then he went like, I think we should stop talking now. Everything I said, you turn it into negative stuff. Then I was like, okay, thank you very much. And then I left. Okay, but in my heart, I'm like, I'm just trying to tell you what the scripture is saying. Okay, I have to make my point very clearly here. I'm not against, like, I believe in miraculous healing. Okay, are you with me? Okay, so I believe in that. But there's nothing wrong to bring your members, family members to the doctors. If not, you know, some of the doctors here, do we have doctors here? Okay, you can resign already lah. No need doctors. One of the authors, Luke, he was a doctor. Okay, so anyway, to cut a long story short, there is false teaching going on, friends. Okay, there are false teaching. Okay, false teachers. So, the question is this: what should we do when we come across like false teaching like that? As a Christian, what should you be doing? If you are a good servant of God, you should come out and say, hey, this is not right, right? Okay, so like what Paul is telling Timothy, you have to put these things before the brothers. Point out the mistakes to them. Tell them this is not correct according to the teaching of the Bible. This is something that is not right, okay, not biblical. Okay, this is something that we should be doing as well. Even though you are not a pastor, okay, you are a Christian and you know something wrong is going on in the church, like wrong teaching, you should stand up and correct it, okay? But question, would you be able to discern between the truth and the false teaching? Are you confident of doing that? Okay, before you are able to do that, what must you do? You have to know the Bible well, right? Yeah, no shortcut, brothers and sisters, no shortcut, okay? You have to go to your Bible, you have to know your Bible well. So if today someone comes to you and say, hey, you know, you have to love LGBTQ people, yes, true. Okay, their behavior, right, is acceptable because God loves everyone. I'm just quoting you an example. Is that what the Bible says? Okay, sensitive topic, yes, but do we know the Bible? What does the Bible teach? We have to know that, friends, okay? So, Paul continues to say to Timothy, being trained in the words of the faith and of the good doctrine that you have followed. Since young, you know the Bible. Okay, so you have to be trained in the words of the faith and of the good doctrine. And NASB says, constantly nourished on the words of the faith and of the sound doctrine. You have to know the Bible. And Paul continues to say to Timothy, have nothing to do with irrelevant and silly myths, okay? Rather, okay, don't follow this wrong teaching. You have to live the right way. Rather, train yourself for godliness, okay? On the other hand, okay, another version says, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. So, to be a good servant of Christ, okay, two T's. Number one, we have to teach the truth. What about number two? We have to train for godliness, okay? You need to be godly. You need to be living a godly life. You have to be training. You have to be trained for that, okay? You have to be trained for that. It says here, rather train yourself. Discipline, I like that word. Discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. Okay, I want to ask. Okay, just now we mentioned about physical fitness, right? The announcement. How many of you go to the gym? A bit shy, ah? Okay, have. Okay, this one a more shy question, ah? Okay, how many of you used to have or still have six-pack? You know what six-pack? No? You know what six-pack? The muscle. Not one, ah? Six, ah? This one a bit shy. Okay. Now I myself have witnessed that. Okay. Why? Because I have two boys. Okay. Older one is just came out from NS last year. Okay. So my younger one just went in like this early this year. So they were both like they do sports. Okay. So my younger boy, I saw how he trained for his six pack, and he really have. Wow, I tell you, discipline is the word. Okay, he is so disciplined. He has to like do workout every day. Wow, you know, and I see the shape coming up like, wow, V shape. Ooh, it really came out. Why? Discipline, okay? You have to train for it, you know. Paul says this the same thing, okay? You want to be godly? It doesn't just come automatically. Oh, I become a Christian. Wow, next day I become super godly, you know. Can see a ring here, you know. Wow, then I shine everywhere I go. No lah. Paul says you have to train for it. You have to discipline yourself. You have to be intentional. You have to be crying out to God and say, God, help me to overcome this temptation, to overcome this bad habit, you know. You have to be intentional and discipline yourself. Okay, and Paul says, train for godliness. Why? Why? Okay, because godliness is of value in every way, profitable for all things. Unlike, yes, physical fitness is important, okay? But physical fitness only benefit you like on earth, your life on earth, okay? But it has no what? Eternal value. Whereas godliness is of value in every way. If you are a godly person, that shows that you have a good relationship, eternal relationship with God. Okay, and whatever you are doing on life, you are heading towards what God wants of you, right? Okay, and that has the things that you are working towards, they have eternal value if you are working to live a life that is godly. Okay, so Paul says this is important. And he moved on to say in verse 10, to this end, because we know what we are striving for, we toil and strive. Okay, we work hard because we have our hope set on what? Not on earthly stuff, okay, but on living God. On living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. Now, God's desire is for everyone to be saved. Everyone, every single man on earth, okay? But not everyone comes to Him. Okay, but God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us, to be punished on our behalf, and on the third day, He rose from the dead. And God says, today, if you come to Me, you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you can be saved. He is our living God. So Paul says, because of this, you know, just work hard for it. Just work hard to become a good servant of God. It's worth it. It's worth it. And here is also an invitation to all our friends who have not come to know the Lord yet. Okay, if you have not come to know the Lord, this is an invitation for you as well. Okay, those on site and online, okay, for you to come to receive this love of our living God. Paul continues to say, okay, in verse 11, command and teach these things. Okay, he says that again to Timothy. Timothy, remember, you want to be a good servant of Christ, you have to teach the truth and you have to train for godliness. And he moves on to say, this should be a very familiar verse to most of us. Okay, let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in your speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Show yourself an example of those who believe. Okay, so don't tell yourself, hey, no lah, cannot lah, I'm very old already. You know, I can't do this. No. When Paul says young, it doesn't just mean like, you know, you're young in age or young in faith. Everyone, okay? Specifically, yes, of course, this verse points to Timothy, who was probably in his early or mid-30s. But each and every one of us, we need to be a godly example. Maybe you are a young Christian. You can be a godly example. Quick story, okay? Very quickly. So, couple of weeks back, okay. What happened was my younger son, right, in NS, right, finally he got leave, okay, got some leaves to clear. He's very happy. So he went to JB with his friends, okay. That happened on a weekend. So during weekend, right, our practice is we go to my parents-in-law's place to eat, okay. So the boys will follow, right? Okay, so the younger one, he will book out, he eat, then he book in again, right? Okay, so that day he didn't appear. Apparently he was in JB, right? Okay, now, before we went to my parents-in-law's place, I told my husband, cannot tell that to your mom, cannot. Because she very kanchong one, okay? Ever since my two boys exist on earth, in this world, born, she very worried, little things very worried. So she worried then, she anxious, I also anxious, okay? So I said, cannot tell her, okay? So I just wish that she will not ask a lot. Okay, then she asked. Then we said, okay, he went out with friends. Not a lie, right? Not a lie, okay? He went out with friends. Then she said, oh, like that, then dabao food for him, tonight he will come back and eat, right? And then you know what? I was so kanchong, right? That I said, I don't know. I said, I don't know. Oh my goodness. Once I said that, right, I'm like, oh my goodness, I lied. Oh my goodness, I just told a lie. Okay, and then later on, she went to the kitchen. Then my older boy, he looked at me. You lie, ah? Then I said, yes, I lied. I'm so sorry, I lied. Okay, what am I trying to highlight here? Okay, example. I felt so bad, you know. I'm like, hey, you're a Christian for how many years? You are even a pastor. And now you say a lie, you know, you lied before even your son. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I feel so bad, you know. Yeah, so I say sorry. Yeah, so I'm just trying to say here that we be careful. You know, people are watching us, okay. We can be a good or bad example to people around us, especially Christians, okay. You are an example to your family members, your brother and sisters here in Christ. Okay, it is important. Paul says, live a godly example to people around you, okay, if you're a good servant of Christ. And then he moved on to say, okay, after you have that, okay, you know the truth, you live a godly life, okay, continue to devote yourself to the public reading of scripture, that's important, word of God, and then do not neglect the gift you have. Friends, it's important to serve, okay, but I think personally it's pointless to serve if you do not know the truth, and if you do not train for godliness, okay? So we need to have the word, okay, in us, and then we need to strive to live a godly life, and then we serve, okay? So this is what God wants, okay? The Bible didn't tell us what gift Timothy has, but Paul encouraged him to serve. And we move on to verse 15. Practice these things. Immerse yourself. Friends, watch here. Practice these things. Okay, what things? Okay, the two T's. Okay, teach the truth, train for godliness, immerse yourself in them. Take pains with these things, be absorbed in them. Okay, and we move on to verse 16. Keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Persist in it, in this. And in two other translations, pay close attention. Okay, persevere, take heed, continue. Okay, Paul is telling Timothy, hey, watch. You need to be a good servant of God, right? You have to persevere. Okay, you have to put in effort, time and effort. You have to sweat for it, okay? Keep a close watch, persist. Okay, and I'm thinking, so have we been keeping a close watch to certain areas of our life? Okay, for example, have we been like chonging, you know, like persevering for good results, okay, for those who are probably still studying? Do we have? I'm not sure. Oh yeah, we do have, okay. So what about, we've been like working very hard to earn even more money, okay, and probably we have been putting in a lot of effort in having a good relationship, okay, or hobbies, okay, we have lots of hobbies, you know, like, you know, we really like pay close attention to that, you know, we put in a lot of effort and time in that. And even our dreams, you might have your dreams, probably you are pursuing your dreams, okay, with all efforts, you know, all your time, invest in these things. Okay, now watch, I'm not saying these are wrong, okay, it's good to pursue all this, okay, and put in our best in everything, but let's pause and ask ourselves, so what about to be a good servant of Christ? Have we been like keeping a close watch to this, putting in all our time and effort and be intentional and really, you know, putting our best to want to become a good servant of Christ? And have we been teaching, you know, doing our best to know the word of God so that we can teach the rest as well and train for godliness? To conclude, okay, I'm going to share a short testimony, just portion of it, okay, of our youths, one of the youths who just got baptized recently. So they wrote their testimony, right? I got her permission to share. Okay, so this is just one part of it, okay. She says, I want to give special thanks to Adriel, okay, one of the youths, okay. Some of you might know him, okay, because he was the one that truly what? Okay, bear in mind, these are young people, okay, truly taught me to trust in the Lord and rely on Him in struggles or even just everyday life. He was the one that made me really want to serve and trust the Lord like He does. Adriel has been a godly example to our friend here. And she moves on to say, okay, I'm thankful to all my fellow friends, brothers and sisters that have taught me to love in Christ. And these are all young people. These are all young people. And I'm so encouraged when I read that. You know, it's like, hey, young people are living a godly life that influence and have an impact on their friends. Okay, what about us? What about us? So today, our aim, our goal should be that we aim to become a good servant of Christ. We need to be teaching the truth before that we need to know the Bible. And we need to also train for godliness, to live a life that is godly. Two reflection questions very quickly. Have you been training for and practicing godliness? And are you a godly example to others? Let's close in prayer. Yes, Father God, we come before you and we want to give you thanks, Lord. We give you thanks for your wonderful words. We give you thanks for your reminder. And we give you thanks, Lord, for even calling us to become good servants of yours. Forgive us for many times, Lord, we are weak and we are forgetful. Many times, we must confess that you are not number one in our life. And Lord, we ask for your forgiveness. And Lord, we pray that you help us. Help us, Lord, to come to you and commit our life to you and tell you that, Lord, yes, we want to be good servants of yours. We want to know your word. We want to obey you so that we are even able to teach others about you. And we want to live a life that is godly so that, Lord, we can be good examples to people around us. Help us, Lord. Give us strength. Give us the power to be able to overcome all the challenges in our life. And Lord, I also want to pray for those who might not have come to know you yet. We pray that, Lord, you speak to them in your own ways, that they too will come to know you and receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And we pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.